Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Welcome back on in, everybody, to episode 21 of the Strictly NFL Podcast, the first episode of this 2024 NFL offseason. A lot of stuff to get through, of course, as the NFL offseasons get more eventful every year, it seems like. More of a soap opera like the NBA as time goes on, which, you know, I think it's fun. Some old heads might not agree, but whatever, no one cares. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about obviously both New York teams, where they can go in free agency, where they can go in the draft, can have a little bit of a mock off season for both. Some more details, some more nuance with the Giants stuff, obviously just the roster I know more ins and outs about, but we're going to be going through that stuff, free agent contracts, potential trade down spots, draft targets, all that good stuff. We're also going to be doing a little bit of league news roundup. Obviously there's been a lot of guys like Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, who retired. Fletcher actually retired the day that I'm recording this, the Sunday before free agency starts. And then you had guys like Travis Kelce, who reportedly considered retirement but came back. You had Andy Reid come back as well. So we're going to hit on all that stuff. We're going to hit on some free agency rumors like a Kirk Cousins, potentially Derrick Henry, Saquon, all that stuff. So before we get too far along into the episode, we do have a new sponsor, the Cut App. And what the Cut App allows you to do is it lets you bet with your friends on whatever you want. So who doesn't love betting with their friends, right? You could bet on, obviously, sports games. That's going to be number one. You could bet on something like who's fastest, right? That's what the Cut App allows you to do. It's a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's legal in 40-plus states. It has customizable odds, tracking capabilities, and an entire social network with group chats. You know, you can make a user profile. You can do all that great stuff over there on the Cut App. So, no need for a Venmo or anything like that. What should we bet on? We could bet on some of the stuff in the draft. If you want to bet on the Giants to take a receiver at 6 instead of a quarterback, you could do that. You could bet on the Giants, on the Jets to take a tackle instead of a receiver. You could do all that great stuff over there. You could bet on all that draft stuff. They'll have odds over there. So you could use the promo code BLEAV, which is all caps, BLEAV, all caps, followed by Nix over there on the Cut App for a 10% welcome bonus for that first deposit. Cut, put your money where your mouth is. And of course, BetOnline, our trusty sponsor. So with BetOnline, obviously, it continues to be your number one source for all your betting needs, all your basketball stuff, pro, college, whatever. You could take all that, all those parlays, sand posts, and, you know, BetOnline could be your place to kind of win your ticket, win your bread with Sam over there. They got up-to-the-minute live odds, stats, and trends that you could follow for all your favorite teams. They got path to the playoffs with live betting and contests, best player props, all that stuff coming up. Obviously, the NBA postseason is right around the corner. So you can experience the world's best betting platform over there anytime from your desk or your mobile device. Head over to BetOnline today, and you can become part of the team. Just remember to use the promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% open deposit on your first. For 50% welcome bonus, excuse me, on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And just one more briefly, this obviously is the Strictly NFL podcast. The full episode of this podcast can be found behind the $9 tier in the Strickland's Patreon. We have a $3 tier, $6 tier, $9 tier, and further tiers, giving you access to way more stuff, even some really cool things like hosting an episode of a podcast yourself with somebody from here from you know, our staff. So that's fantastic. Go ahead and check out all the stuff over there. You also get discounts on our merch and stuff, which is always awesome. So go check that stuff out. But regardless, jumping into things, let's start off with just some general rumors around the NFL. So starting off, the team I want to hit on first is the Bears. They got the first pick. They got Justin Fields. Where are they going? There's been no reports, really, besides talking heads, you know, who just have platforms to say their opinions in Chicago saying they want Justin Fields. Every sign points to them trading Fields, drafting Caleb. Even though they've been trying to trade Fields, and a lot of the reports from guys like Ben Albright and some lower tier guys are all saying that they can't really find a taker. So that could be a situation that plays into later on when we talk about the Giants quarterback situation. If they don't sign Russ Wilson, if they don't draft a guy, could they maybe throw something like a fifth or sixth round pick for Justin Fields? That'll be interesting to look out for. Then the Commanders, there has been a lot of smoke with the Commanders about Jaden Daniels and him going over there. I don't know if that's something that I buy. It's obviously smoke screen season, so you got to be careful with what you trust. But I just don't believe that until I see the pick turned in and Jaden Daniels' name announced over there at number two. The Patriots had a huge blockbuster trade today, just absolutely massive trade. They traded Mac Jones to the Jaguars for a sixth round pick, I believe it was. So that's a little bit of a bummer. Makes it seem less likely that they kind of make a trade with the Giants. If Drake May was to fall to three, I don't know if it's still realistic for the Giants to be trading up over there. Bouncing around a little bit more, the Falcons are a team I really wanted to touch on. This is I spoke a little bit about this in our Discord, which is also a perk if you sign up into that Strickland Patreon. Somebody sent the report that Kirk Cousins and the Falcons are very likely to be a match in free agency. And I really love that for both of them. I think Kirk Cousins is going to a place where, you know, he had so many great weapons in Minnesota, from Jefferson to Jordan Addison in his rookie season, you know, TJ Hockenson and a great offensive coach. I think that him going to Atlanta, you know, you got Bijan Robinson there, you got Kyle Pitts, who's yet to be unlocked by anybody, from Desmond Ridder, obviously Taylor Heineke, all those guys, they haven't been able to get in the ball. Bijan Robinson is there, they have a good line. Raheem Morris is the DC, but he did bring some talent over from that coaching staff in Los Angeles with the Rams, so I'd be really excited for them, for that team, especially in fantasy, for all my fantasy football players. I could see them making a whole lot of noise, scoring a whole bunch of points as well next season if they were to get Kirk Cousins. And I'm just really hoping for a Drake London breakout, man. I love Drake London. I think he's gotten so much unfair criticism just because of the style of receiver he is. He's not somebody who is going to gain 5 yards separation every play, but he's a guy who you need to trust to go up there and make a big catch, right? Like, you got to be able to throw him a back shoulder ball. You got to be able to throw him a good fade, you know, all that type of stuff. And he's still pretty good, really good with, you know, in breaking routes over the middle of the field, those posts, corners, all that stuff. He can run these routes. They just haven't had somebody to get him the ball. And if Kirk Cousins goes there, I think even beyond, you know, the offensive bump, just like, you know, the standard bump that every player would get by having that better quarterback, I think it's even more accentuated for Drake London. I think, yeah, he would have a massive season. People see Justin Jefferson putting up these absurd seasons, and he's fantastic. He's the best receiver in football. Don't get me wrong on that, but we're not giving Kirk Cousins any credit at all. You know, when Jefferson went out, he had Jordan Addison balling, TJ Hockenson balling, KJ Osborne's been productive over there for years with Kirk Cousins. So I think that match is really nearly made in heaven between their style of football, the fact that they have so many guys who are able to play off of play action, right? You could have London be motioning in instead of a, you know, kind of like a pin and pull concept. You could fake that handoff. You could run, you know, the possibilities are endless of what you could run out of that. So he could be running drags, crosses, posts, you name it. I think that is a huge, huge addition for them. And I think that would put them squarely in, you know, the lead for that division. I don't think anybody comes close to them. The Bucks, you know, they brought back Mike Evans. They brought back Baker Mayfield. Who are you going to add, right? Who are you going to add? You can't run back the same roster and expect to win that division again when the Falcons are going to make a huge quarterback upgrade. So that's going to be interesting. I really want to see how that division shapes up from what the Panthers do in free agency and in the draft, getting Bryce Young some weapons, getting him some protection. And the Saints, man, the Saints are just – if I was a Saints fan, I would be so pissed. Like, they restructured Derek Carr's contract, more guaranteed money in the future, lowered his cap hit this year. So you're telling me that we had this guy who barely performed better than our backups this season. We have him adjusting his cap hit so that he could have more guaranteed money in the long term when he wasn't even that good in the short term. What exactly are they shooting for? It's not a Super Bowl. And with each day where potentially the Falcons get better, potentially the Bucks get better, it's less and less likely you win that division. So I think what they should have been doing is they should be cutting guys to get off of money a year early, right? Kind of what the Giants did with Kenny Golladay. I think they should be looking to clear up that cap sheet. There's been rumors about them trading Marshawn Lattimore, which I don't think they'll ever do that. I don't think it's the quote-unquote Saints way, right? Like, they keep all these guys. They push their cap hits back. It's just – I think that program has run its course. And they're going to keep at it, but I don't think it's productive at all for them.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Moving forward with, let's see who else we got here. Who's interesting? The Seahawks. some stuff going on. They just extended Tyler Lockett to a two-year, $34 million deal. I saw a lot of talk about the JSN pick last year and people kind of, not necessarily freaking out, but like a lot of dynasty football players talking about how JSN is like not that guy and stuff. I mean, the contract isn't really anything that's going to inhibit them from featuring Jackson Smith and Jigba, right? Like the contract is, I believe, non-guaranteed after the season. They gave him a little bit of a pay bump this year. But I'm interested to see if, you know, the Seahawks are a potential trade-up candidate for a quarterback, or if they get beat by someone like the Vikings or the Broncos for a trade-up. You know, there's been obviously a lot of talk about J.J. McCarthy, who's been shooting up draft boards, not just for the, you know, teams like the ones that I just mentioned, but also for our Giants, right? So that's going to be an interesting race. I think whoever trades up, they're probably trading up to four with the Cardinals, just because I think they're the team that needs that top pick the least. Obviously, Marvin Harrison's going to be there, but really, if you trade back from four and you land at 11 or 12 where the Broncos are and the Vikings are, you could potentially still snag a neighbors over there. You know, if the top four are quarterbacks and the Chargers, let's say, go Brock Bowers, then the Giants go with whoever they – probably would be Marv in that case, or if the Chargers take Marv, let's say, and then the – Giants take Odunze or neighbors, then I don't think anybody really takes a weapon until that 11th pick. You got the Falcons at eight, who could be a trade back candidate as well. The Bears actually would probably take a receiver over there, but then you're left over, you know, if they take a receiver, if they take the third receiver, you're going to have Bowers there sitting right there for you. So I think they're in a good spot regardless with that trade down to get a great weapon and to start filling out that roster, right, with that new regime that came over last season. So that is pretty much the majority of who I wanted to touch on. The Rams gave Kevin Dotson a three-year, $48 million contract, which we're going to see pop up later on in an example that I bring up for the Giants. And that is pretty much it for the around-the-league stuff. So getting into this Giants offseason, this could go a lot of different ways. This is probably the biggest wild card of an offseason since I've really been a fan of them. It could go left, right, up, down, now south, north, east, west. Like there's the Russell Wilson rumors that are kind of floating around. I don't know what to make of them. The one thing I do know is that people were calling out Rich Eisen for saying that he heard the Giants were out on Daniel Jones completely. And boy, if you thought that he was bullshitting, do you look like an idiot? I mean, from the Russ rumors to the trading up for a quarterback rumors to even stuff like you just hear Joe Shane talk about the quarterback room. And before it used to be Daniel's our guy, we're going to bring back Daniel. He's going to be here next season no matter what. You're right. That was last year. As an impending free agent, Joe Shane said he's going to be here no matter what because he knew we had the franchise tag. That is what they thought of Daniel Jones last year. And I think it was rightfully so. I think he had a great season. I think it was a great season to kind of look at and say, okay, we could really build off of this. Season starts this year. Obviously, it was what it was. They are so done with him. And this is not something that, you know, is sourced to me or nothing like that. But They definitely don't see him as the future. Joe Shane said he will be the starter next year. I didn't buy that. I didn't think it was convincing. And being the starter next year also doesn't say, okay, week seven comes around. We've been struggling for 6 weeks. Is he still the starter over the guy who we brought in? Is he saying, you know, this was before Russ was cut as well. Would his answer have been different if that was the case, right? So I think the quarterback stuff is not something where that we're going to get a clear answer on. Of course, why would Joe Shane give us that clear answer? But something that we're not going to really have a clear answer on until the move is made. I think if they were to sign Russ, I think we still shouldn't rule out quarterback in the draft, especially if the top three is scheduled to be Caleb, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. I think it makes even more sense to draft J.J. McCarthy in that case because you could sit him for the season. And our free agents with guys like Saquon and McKinney, Saquon is not going to be back. I don't see a world where he's back. It just doesn't make sense for him. It doesn't make sense for us, you know, from a cap standpoint. We don't have the infrastructure to make Saquon worth whatever salary he's paid. People can talk about how he's been the offense for us. People can talk about how he's been our only consistent good player. It does not matter if he is our only consistent good player when he has the most dependent job in sports as a running back and we have the worst infrastructure around him to support him in his job. It just makes no sense flat out. I really like don't mean for this to come off as Saquon hate because it's not what I want it to be heard as. But there's just no way in the world where this makes sense for us, makes no sense for him. So with the free agent signings, I'm going to start diving into those. I said that I would want to bring in more than a few guys. So first, I brought back X in my mock offseason. I brought him back on a five-year, $75 million contract, $15 million a year. That puts him at the sixth highest salary, I believe, for safeties, right behind like Jesse Bates and Harrison Smith. Jesse Bates obviously signed 4 for $64 last year, so I'd give him more guaranteed money, of course, being that it's a longer deal. $1 million less a season, I think that's fair. I think Jesse Bates is potentially the best cover safety in football, so he kind of gets graded a little bit differently, right, in the open market. So I think 5 for $75 is really fair for him. I think if he gets anything more than that, I'm cool letting him go, which would suck to see, but you got to be harsh sometimes in business. And you could work this out to where the Giants have a really, really hamstrung cap this offseason. It's $38 million of space with the draft and stuff like that. It's going to get worked down to around $28, $29 million in space. So you could restructure who you want to. In this exercise, I also did account for Darren Waller retiring or just flat out not being back, whether that's a trade or being cut. So he's not included in these plans. We'll see that later when we address tight end. But so that is what I have for McKinney over there. So the next 4 years after that first season, he's 16 a year, and the first year would be an $11 million cap hit. So I started off with about 60 mil after restructuring Dex and Andrew Thomas and Waller being gone. So that was my starting point. At the end, I did leave some money left over for the draft class and for depth signings. So we're going to finish up with around, I want to say, 12 million and figure 8 or 9 of that goes to the draft class. And then the other 3 million, whatever is left, is probably split amongst two players for depth in the line or, you know, wherever you want to put it at. So I brought back McKinney. Then for the O-line, I signed 3 guys. Obviously, that's a lot in one offseason to sign three projected starters as well. So I brought in 2 guys from Las Vegas. Obviously, we brought in their O-line coach. And just coincidentally, 2 of their guys happened to be free agents. 2 of the guys who had pretty much career seasons with Carmen Bacillo over there, Greg Van Roten and Jermaine Illuminor. Last season, these guys were on borderline minimum contracts. Illuminor was on $3 million. Greg Van Roten was on, I believe, $1.8 million. So I gave them a bump. I gave Illuminor $5 million. I gave Greg Van Roten $3 million, both one-year deals, $8 million cap hit. So if you're keeping track of that $60 million, it's coming on down. What it got to $49 million after the X contract. And now after these two, it goes down to $41 million. But right there, you have a right tackle to give some competition with Evan Neal, who's going to have to fight for his job in camp. We know he's not safe to start. And then Greg Van Roten, I think, is somebody who – I'm just going to refer to him as GVR for the rest of this podcast because his name is a mouthful. GVR is somebody who could probably count on to just be a plug-and-play starter, and especially in that scheme that he's had a couple years of experience in with Brasillo. I think he's more than steady, and – we're going to be bringing in a lot of depth in the interior. Obviously, we got killed by injuries last offseason, but we're going to make 2 interior signings. We're going to draft somebody in the interior. And at the end of this, I think you guys are going to be happy with how the line looks. Next off, the third guy who I signed for us in the offseason was offensive guard from Miami, Robert Hunt. And this I kind of broke the bank on. I gave him 5 years, $80 million. His contract was a cap hit of $12 million for this offseason and then $17 million for the next four, so $16 million a year. All this stuff is going to work under the cap. He's still, we're still going to have $29 million after signing Robert Hunt. And right now, with no other moves, this gives you an expected day one lineup of Andrew Thomas, Robert Hunt, John Michael Schmitz at center, GVR, and Jermaine Illuminor at right tackle, or Evan Neal, right? So you got four really set in stone starters. You got Neal, who's fighting for that right tackle job. And I think you go into this season with that line, I think you're way more confident and you know, as a run blocking unit and as a pass blocking unit. I think this is potentially the best unit we've had since the Super Bowl run. So I really, really like that. I love bringing in Robert Hunt. I think he's really athletic for the guard position. I think he was a big part of what Miami did with all their outside run concepts, how they were able to get guys in space all the time with pinning and pulling. So great stuff over there. I think Hunt is going to be fantastic in the scheme. In Vegas, they ran a decent amount of pin and pull stuff over there. They ran a lot of stuff to get their guys on the outside, you know, getting downhill on linebackers, on corners, on safeties. So I really like the fit. I like the fit. And sticking with that Las Vegas theme, I also signed Jakob Johnson, who last year was on a, I believe it was $1 million contract when I looked it up. So I gave him like $1.5 million, just kind of chump change, honestly, for a good fullback who understands this game, who's been with Priscilla since his days in New England. More than reliable guy over there. Next. So we got the line sorted out. We got the fullback sorted out, which if there's one guy who I 1,000% know we're signing, I'd bet my life on the Cut app, by the way. I bet my life on the Cut app that we signed Jakob Johnson. There's no shot he goes anywhere else. Now following that up with the run game, I want to sign either Deontay Foreman or Antonio Gibson. And these are two guys who have very different skill sets. And we'll see when we touch on the draft. I accounted for signing either of these guys. There's been some smoke. I saw one report. I forgot who it was by. About the Giants being interested in Gibson, who I think would be huge over here. I think he's a very miscasted weapon over there in Washington. I think they benched him for a guy who was clearly not as good as him and Brian Robinson. And, you know, the book on Gibson is 6'2", 220, crazy athlete, converted wide receiver into running back, fumbles a lot. Okay, you know, you take that and you mold him. It doesn't matter to me that he's been in the league for 4 years. He's 25. He came in young as after his junior season. I think there's more than enough here just to keep molding. And you think of the different ways you can use him. He became a three-down back in Washington, you know, near the end of last season. And I think if you just mix in, you know, maybe 50% of the carries with him, in addition to him getting a third down work, I think he'd be more than a returning value on whatever contract you give him, as long as it's under, let's say, $3, $4 million a season. So either Gibson is my my preferred option over there, or go with the second option. My 1B would be Deontay Foreman. And that's just because this guy, no matter where he goes, whether it's Chicago, Carolina, replacing CMC, this guy just produces, gets tough yards. Yards per carry is always good. And I'm really glad to see that from him as well. Coming off of the Achilles, things really didn't look great for him. And he's carved out a decent career. He hasn't made a lot of money. I'd be giving either of these guys $3 or $4 million. I think that's worth it. They're probably not even going to get that, honestly. They might get like $2-2.5 million, somewhere in that ballpark. And I think they're more than serviceable to throw into a committee with whoever we end up drafting. Even if we don't draft anybody and we roll with Eric Gray, I think it's a serviceable duo. And you're probably bringing a third body just because, but I'd be totally fine with that going into next season. Now, addressing tight end, over here, I had a signing a Seattle Seahawks tight end. And my personal favorite is Noah Fant. I just don't know what type of contract he's going to get. He has an uber athletic profile. He was a great pass catcher in Denver. They haven't really used him as much and as consistently in Seattle, even though they traded for him, which was a shock to me as somebody who had him in Dynasty, and I'm a little butthurt about that, but it's whatever. I would be ecstatic if we signed Noah Fant. I think he's the type of guy who, you know, you don't sign him and ask him to block, right? You don't do that. It's kind of, oh my God, the Baker Mayfield news just broke. Baker Mayfield is back in Tampa on a 3-year deal for $100 million with $15 million in incentives. Holy crap. So $33 million a year at minimum could work up to about $38 million. That is crazy. It's funny. I was just talking about the bringing back Baker Mayfield earlier in the episode. Wow, that's – I think it's the first time that I've had news drop while I'm recording, which is cool. But, yeah, I'm still kind of stunned by that. So getting back on topic. So there's Noah Fant, who I think maybe he's in the ballpark of like $6 to $7 to $8 million. Just there's a lack of production there. And I think that's the kind of guy who you bring him in here, you let him just be a receiver. You don't ask him to block. You get him on crossers, you get him on bootlegs, you know, those drag routes that we run when we get quarterbacks outside of the pocket. So that I think would be a really great fit for us. Having a room of him and Bellinger. I think they complement each other well. I think they're both really versatile. And so that's my preferred route for a tight end. Second off, could be Will Dissly, who was Noah Fant's kind of 1A, 1B in Seattle. He's obviously more of a blocker. And the reason why I brought up both of them is because I have confidence in Bellinger to really play well in whatever role we give him this season, whether that's more of a blocking-focused role like last year, I thought he was fine. Or more of a receiving role, I think he's going to be slightly above average in whatever we tell him to do. And I love him for that. I love the pick at the time. Just an athletic guy who didn't really produce much in college because of scheme. So Bellinger and either of those guys would give me a lot of confidence in this tight end room to rebound off of that Waller situation, retirement, bullshit, whatever it was. So we've touched on a lot of the offense. I'm not going to touch on quarterback. If it's Russ, you know, he's a minimum contract, he's not going to really count against the cap too much just because of that rule where your top 51 salaries count against the cap. And so because of that, he's going to be like a $1.2 million salary. Whatever he counts towards the cap, you subtract the minimum contract from that, probably going to be around $800K. So he'll be around like a $400K difference in getting cap money. It's really negligible. You could pretty much bank on him just, you know, not really factoring into any cap mathematics at all. Now, next off, I also had brought in – we got around $22 million left right here, by the way, just for those keeping score. I had us bringing in that cornerback, Darius Williams, from Jacksonville, formerly of the Rams as well. I think he is a fine stopgap. I gave him a 2-year, $24 million deal. So that right there brings us to our $10 million of cap space to play around with for the draft and for other people, you know, depth signings. So there's not really too much to talk about with Williams. He's a guy who can play multiple schemes, typically more so of a man type guy. And I would hesitate to give him the ball hawk label, but he definitely is somebody who can make plays on the ball. He's been that for a while. And I just think you need somebody who you could really rely on to be a cornerback next to Deontay Banks and be consistent. So I think that's a great fit. I also think another candidate here could be Sean Murphy Bunting, who was with our new DC, Shane Bowen, in Tennessee. He could be an option. He's a slot guy, but he was over there in Tennessee last season on a 1-year deal. And I thought he played decent, you know, nothing to write home about, but this is a guy who you start connecting some dots. You know, we bring Shane Bowen in. We have some money and we have a need in that spot. You know, there could be a connection over there with the familiarity with the scheme. Just to list off some other names of guys who I think are possible in the case of especially a situation where McKinney leaves. I think Alohi Gilman of the Chargers, who's a free agent, more of a free safety type guy, is somebody who we could bring in and really fill in next to Pinnock, next to Nate Belton, let those guys play more towards the line of scrimmage, let him play that coverage, kind of like playing that post route that, you know, we envision McKinney really playing a lot of this season under Shane Bowen. Let him play, you know, kind of up top over there. And in that case, you'd have a lot of free money, right? You'd probably be freeing up around, I want to estimate it at maybe $6 to $7 million, depending on what Gilman's get is in the open market. So if that was the case, you could be freeing up money for a guy like a Leonard Floyd, if you want some edge help, a guy like Danico Archery, who was in Tennessee last season, another dot to connect there with Shane Bowen, who could be a three tech, who could be, you know, a one tech if needed. And you know, that's kind of a stretch for him, but I think, you know, he has that versatility, he has the familiarity with the scheme, and he's been productive. He had another double digit sack season this year. So it's always, this is going to be a theme, right? We're going to look into the draft next, and I put a lot of picks towards both lines over there. So you guys also know me. I'm a big line guy.
Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you want to design a marathon training program or you're curious what planets are visible in tonight's sky, Meta AI has the answers. It can also summarize your class notes, visualize your ideas, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold-pressed to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you find a deal on your favorite thing in the McDonald's app and order it, does that technically count as online shopping? Save money with the app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, prices may vary.